Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Ito po si Shell Franklin at ngayon kasama natin ang ating kababayang si Nitoy. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Nitoy.
Hi, good morning at magandang umaga sa iyo, Shell Franklin and everyone there sa iyong mga listener ng SBS Filipino Radio.
Dahil nga sa sitwasyon natin ngayon, para sa iyo, ano naman ang binago ng COVID-19 sa buhay mo?
Oh, this is really big change. Maraming pagbabago nangyari sa mga kababayan natin at lalo na personally sa akin dahil ako I used to work with Crown Perth here under Wilson sa parking na and then about 3 weeks ago we were told na last day na namin and it's really sad kasi magpo 4 years na rin ako doon although casual ako but to be told na that's it, this is the end of it. Nung last day namin maiyak-iyak yung manager ko, ganun ba? So it's really sad kasi you never expected it, you know, so it just came out of nowhere. So yeah, that yun ang una-unang nagbago sa akin. So ito, unemployed muna, pero thankfully nga ang ating government naman may mga stimulus packages, yun na nga, job keeper allowance. Mm-hmm. So hopefully it'll be in place soon, sabi ng manager ko. So I'm so thankful to the Lord. And una, pangalawa sa ating Australian government that they're really taking good care of us in these times of crisis.
I see. So at mabuti naman at na-cover ka ng job keeper na program.
Yes, yeah, so kasi manager ko nag-email sa akin, sabi nila na of course we will let you know pag we need you back to your blah 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 blah. Which is nice naman to hear. Then also sabi nila na mention nila that we are working on the job keeper with the Centrelink, blah, 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 and ATO, blah, blah. So I told them, do I have to do anything? Do I have to apply for this? No, we'll keep you posted. You don't have to do anything. Kasi maski casual ako, I'm a regular casual. Like I've been with them for 4 years.
Yes.
And it's just like three shifts a week ako eh. So maski casual, parang may regular shift ako.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what it is.
Eh, what about naman sa ano mo, sa lifestyle, sa mga kaibigan, ganyan. Anong epekto ng COVID sa iyo?
Oh my God, Shello, nakakabaliw. Kasi especially for a person like me, I'm a people person and I really like to go out and socialize and do events and be part of the event. As you know, artistic director ako ng PETAWA, which is Philippine Educational Theater Artists of Western Australia. So we always do projects and I'm so involved also with the FCCWA dahil ako din ang vice president naman nila doon internal. So I'm my hands-on ako sa community and I really miss that part of this thing kasi nga yung mga social distancing at saka cancel na ng mga projects and events.
Oo.
At the moment.
Oo. Sa palagay mo ba, dapat nang baguhin ng gobyerno ang mga restriction at medyo, you know, tanggalin na yung iba ngayon na gumaganda na ang statistics?
I'm always thankful that as of the other day, nag-zero, tapos one lang today ang new cases dito sa WA. Although, itong, you're referring to the lockdown and all, yung mga restrictions ng government. Although mahirap at nakapanibago tulad ng nabanggit ko kanina, it's a must. I think it's still needed para bang mapapreempt yung ginagawa natin to date kung bibiglain natin. I think we have to do it slowly and precisely kasi as probably most of you have heard, ganyan na nangyari sa Singapore after halos mag-zero na sila. Tapos biglang almost 1,000 sila in one day new cases. So you cannot risk it kasi sayang yung mga in-effort natin, di ba? Uh-huh. Tapos mag-start na naman from the bottom. So this na lang konti mga kababayan, mga kachika, di ba?
Mm-hmm. Kasi lalo pang magtatagal katulad nga ng sinabi mo kung magkakaroon ng second wave.
Second spike spike. So yan lang. So we just have to be vigilant and entertain ourselves and follow the instructions ng nakakaalam kasi mas alam naman nila yon and it's for the common good. Let's not be thinking our own lang at hindi tayo maging selfish masyado. Think of the common good, lalo na yung mga vulnerable sa ating community, yung mga medyo maedad, madali silang, which is weird in this particular COVID-19, na ang tinatarget yung mga vulnerable natin in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, really them we have to protect. Kung nagtitiis tayong magkulong, mm-hmm. it's an effort na malaking tulong sa kanila, sa kababayan natin at sa kapwa natin.
Nabanggit mo rin kanina na nagkakaroon na nga ng mental effects itong sitwasyon natin. Sa iyo, ano ang ginagawa mo para maiwasan naman ang epekto sa iyo?
Oh yes, kasi nga, being a creative person, so mentally, nakaka-stress din na nakatingin ka na lang sa ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Nakailang beses na ako nagkuskos at naglinis ng tal sa banyo, ng oven.
Oo.
So, I started doing things ng live feed ng aking personality caricature ng isang character na si Coronacitas.
Uh-huh.
So, I do live feed ng Coronacitas, cooking with Coronacitas, which is a persona na caricature nga ng making fun of the situation and making things a bit funny,
mm-hmm.
pero may slight message din about self-distancing, about washing your hand, para yung message hindi hard ang dating sa mga tao. Nakakapagpadala ka ng mensahe in the same way na natutuwa naman sila. And ako din, it releases my creative juices. Hindi ako masyado nababaliw dito sa confinement ng bahay. Kasi I don't drive at the moment. So,
mm-hmm.
really, such a struggle to take the public transport, Cielo, kasi yung bang nakaka-stress, di ba, lang paglabas mo, parang kang, you don't know what's gonna, you're gonna
yes.
get, di ba,
Uh-oh.
From going out.
Uh-oh.
Katakot-takot na sanitizer, katakot-takot na kuskos at paligo, lahat. Nakaka-tatlong beses kong maligo minsan pag lumabas lang ko dyan sa kanto.
I think pagkatapos,
so, yeah.
Yeah, I think pagkatapos nga nito, lahat na tayo paranoid, di ba?
Huwag naman sana. Hallelujah, Lord. So, yun nga, I was saying just being an artist director of Petawa, we actually have a current project which is supposed to be showing sa August, which is entitled Nana Basyang's Fantastic Stories. It's a musical Filipino play.
Mm-hmm.
Na actually, kasali ka as one of our main characters, as Goddess Alunsina. So, the semi-demigod na isang sa mga main characters. So, what I was thinking is we have to be relevant in this time and this situation. And we have to always be part of the mindset ng mga tao na hindi tayo nawawala, nandito pa rin tayo. So, I might come up with some online thinking. Though.
Mm-hmm.
So, actually, may nag-email sa akin na isang musician and he wants to be part of this thing that he does online concert.
Uh-oh.
So, we'll see what happened. I will call him tomorrow and I will update the cast, including you, kung ano niya. So, what he wants lang is we get a venue where he can video one by one and then he will do the editing and the video and ipapalabas niya and send us online and we can watch it together sa kanya-kanyang safety ng ating mga bahay. So, this is one way of coping and adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi you really don't know how long this will go on.
Uh-huh.
Although, maski na wala ng lockdown, even in Wuhan, the latest news is it's the restriction has been lifted, but the restaurant wala pa rin tao because the people are still shocked and afraid to socialize. So you never know. So we have to be prepared, and this is where art always reflects the actual situation, and that's what art is alive. You make it alive and adjust to what is the current condition, and it hindi nawawala dapat. It's always there and relevant to the community, to the people.
I see. Well, I agree. At saka katulad
Thank
naman
you.
Ng ginagamit ng ginagawa ng ibang mga artista and singers, 'di ba? Sa buong mundo.
Yes. Global.
Oo. Lahat 'yan.
With Lady Gaga, no?
Online.
Lady Gaga and everything.
Oo. Kahit na mag-isa sa bahay or kung saan mang lokasyon, at least nararating pa rin nila ang bawat isa. Actually, ang isa ko ngang nakikita sa social media, ngayon nakakapagmisa sila with
Correct.
The Santo Papa.
Mario.
Oo. Whereas
Oo.
Before, hindi. Whereas Oo. Ngayon, okay. Mas nakakasama natin sila kahit virtual man lang sa panahong ito.
Mm-hmm.
Maraming salamat nito eh. At balitaan mo na lang kami uli pag malapit na ang production ng Petawa at iba pang functions and activities. Maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat din, Shella.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.